Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon once again. Welcome back and thank you very much for sticking around. Let's rush through to see if we cannot get into our conversation for today. Remember, this is Ask a Pastor, meaning we're taking your questions every day. We take a question from you and we put it to our pastor, and the pastor gives us an answer in order for us to understand a bit more what we are talking about today. And our pastor for the week is Pastor Godswill Gumbo, joining us on the line. And Funis, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Our question for today is, should people be open to spiritual practices from other faiths like yoga or meditation?
All right, I'll be quick to say no. Believers should be very cautious about adopting these spiritual practices from other faiths, especially those that contradict biblical teachings. While I understand, you know, when you talk about yoga, it's like yoga or meditation might seem harmless, but at the end of the day, it might end up leading us to a lot of spiritual compromise, or even sometimes idolatry, if I may say. So we need to understand that God wants his people to be separate, especially when it comes to issues of worship. When you read from the book of 2 Corinthians, the chapter is 6, and verses 14, I know it's a very common verse where God says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what does righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what does fellowship have? With the darkness. So we need to understand that we need to take heed and be careful over these things. They start small, but they end up pulling us away from the presence of God.
Mfundis, forgive my ignorance. I was reading through the encyclopedia, which is accessible to me, the Britannica. I don't have access to any other encyclopedia. And that one gave me a rather interesting definition of yoga. But I was curious to know what your definition of yoga. What exactly is yoga? And what is foreign about the practices of yoga? I don't know what yoga is. I had to go and look it up before I can speak authoritatively on the radio. So I would like you to help us here, Mfundis. What is yoga?
Okay. Yoga. Maybe let me bring you from the origination. Yoga originates from ancient India, specifically from the Hindu tradition, and the word yoga simply means to unite or to join. That's what the word yoga comes. That's where the word yoga comes from. And you understand that yoga is a practice, especially found in the Hindu scriptures. And one of the Hindu scriptures that brings about the importance of yoga is the Hindu scripture called Vedas. It's called Vedas. Now, yoga is deeply rooted in Hindu philosophy, which draws from the concept of karma. I'm sure we've heard about karma, what karma is all about. And so yoga shares a lot of teachings with the Eastern practices, especially in Judaism, in Buddhism and in Jainism. So it's against Christian teachings. It's against Christian teachings. So that's the origination.
And yeah, what I was asking about, Mfundis, is what exactly is it? Because when we see people practicing yoga, they are using their bodies to contort them into particular positions, which we see also sometimes in the hospitals when our chiropractors and all those people who deal with bodies and the bones and the body systems, they tend to contort the human body in particular positions. Now, we see this done when they practice yoga. And according to them, at least those who know, They believe that it's all about the various positions and breathing systems that speak to one's self-discipline, restraint, and so forth. All those things that I'm not quite sure are against Christianity. So please point out for us, what about yoga is against Christianity?
Okay. Now, let's go to the root. Maybe I've given the background of yoga. Now, let's go to the reason why people do yoga. There are many reasons.
Not the reason. Why, what it is. Just tell us what exactly it is so that you can tell us what about it that is against our faith.
Okay. So I'm sure you've maybe brought some light to what yoga is. So I'm with a small definition, we can say yoga is a physical, mental, and spiritual practice that combines postures. We've talked about it, breathing techniques and meditation. You talked about it to promote a overall well-being and inner peace. But do we really find our peace from ourselves, or we find our peace from God? So the thing that makes yoga be an unbiblical or a wrong thing, it is because it teaches human beings to be the source of everything that they need. Instead of God being in the picture, the human being wants to attain whatever he wants to attain through himself and within himself.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if
maybe let me give a scripture.
Yeah, before
let me give a scripture.
Yeah, before you go to the scripture, before you go to the scripture, Mfunis, I'm trying to understand. So if somebody were to say then yoga doesn't teach that, even the Hindus themselves, they believe in their own deities, the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the sutras, and even the Karma Sutra, all of the sutras, they reverence other deities, not themselves. How would you respond to that?
You maybe I didn't understand your question well.
Mfundisi is saying that yoga is about seeking knowledge and all of these things from yourself, and our faith doesn't teach that. It teaches that we must seek it from God, right?
Yeah.
And yes. If someone were to tell you that that is not yoga, yoga doesn't teach you to seek anything from yourself, because even the people that practice yoga, that originated yoga, or at least that brought it to the world, don't say that. None of their documents say that. How would you respond to that? Is it possible that perhaps there is a misunderstanding of what yoga actually is?
I'm sure to say, based on our understanding of where yoga comes from, we know what yoga is all about. Yes, we might find reasons to say, I'm not doing this for this reason, but it puts us in a position where we are now compromising of the faith that we have. Yes, someone might say, I'm doing this, but I'm not seeking any power for myself or anything, but it makes you susceptible to anything that might tempt you. Remember, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? And from the Bible, we find that there is a way that may seem right unto men, but at the end, it leads to destruction. So honestly, there is no way someone can continue over and over doing something with the lack of knowledge on it or for no reason. So at the end of the day, the reason will end up coming, and most of the times, the reason will lead us into destruction.
And meditation, because the person who's asked this question is asking about yoga or meditation, is meditation also forbidden, since also it has been mainly practiced by the very same communities you're saying are against our faith?
Okay, now when we're now talking about meditation, I'll say this: there is always an opposite of what is good. there is always, you know, we have, for example, there's an original and an imitation of what is good. It's good to meditate on the Bible. It's good to meditate on things that are right, that bring you closer to God, than things that don't bring you closer to God. Remember, meditation, I'm sure, is a practice of training your mind to focus, to relax, and to cultivate awareness. So now, when you're meditating,
that's exactly yoga as well, Mfundis. Yoga is exactly what you've just defined. Meditation is the Greco-Roman word. Yoga, it's the Indian word. Same thing.
Yeah. Now, the difference comes on your focus. The difference comes on your focus. I can meditate on the word of God.
Right.
I can meditate over other things.
Right. So meditation is okay.
Sorry?
Is the pastor saying meditation is okay?
If I'm meditating on the word of God,
right.
If I'm meditating on the things that God has taught me to meditate on.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. So meditation in the word of God is okay.
Yes, it's very okay.
All right. So if somebody says meditation, like I was just suggesting right now, is an anglicized word that means yoga. So meditation and yoga are the same thing. It's just different languages using different lexicon. Would you therefore say yoga is acceptable as long as it is directed toward God?
I don't know how I can practice yoga directed to God, because when I'm meditating on the word of God, it has nothing to do with me being quiet and closing my eyes. I'm sure it has to do with postures. It has to do with directing your inner self into something else.
Yes.
I believe meditation and yoga, yes, they look similar, but those are, they have a thin line between them. Yes, the words might be different, but even the practices in yoga and in meditation, I believe strong that they have a thin, strong line between them based on the origination.
All right. Finally, Mfundisi, do we have a biblical basis for these differentiations?
I'll give you maybe a few verses on meditation.
Okay.
as a subject. When you read from the book of Psalm, the chapter is 1 and the verse is 2, the Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of God, and on his law he meditates day and night." So now, if this person is meditating, we now know that the driving force of his meditation, it is the law of God. It is the teachings of God. It has nothing to do with him, but he says, all I want to do at the end of this practice, it is to come out from this opposition with the word of God imbued in my heart. So, as we're talking about meditation and yoga, remember, we talked about yoga being something that has to do with the well-being and inner peace, with positions, with postures, with breathing techniques. I don't know how all those things help me to grow in Christ, the way I position myself, the way I breathe and everything. It has nothing to do with the peace and the law that comes from God. Then sounds verse 4 then comes and says to us, meditate within your heart, on your bed, the law of God, and be still. So at the end of the day, as we're meditating on the word of God, we are trying to put ourselves in a position to be ready to accept the word of God to come into our heart, which is already different from what yoga is.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it there for this, because we have a lot to talk about. So, let me see. So the pastor is saying meditation in the word of God is okay. Yoga is not.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. I'll leave it there, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time, for your insights. Really appreciate you, Mfundisi. Let's do this again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful day, Brother Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you in need of prayer and support? Or do you have a Bible question? We invite you to share your prayer requests and questions with us. Whether you're facing challenges, seeking guidance, or simply needing comfort, our community is here to pray for you. Through the power of prayer, we can find strength and hope together. Don't hesitate. Send us your prayer requests now. Let us be a source of support in your time of need. Remember, you're never alone. Share your burdens and experience the power of collective prayer. Send the words SID7PRAY to +1 949 860 7007 on WhatsApp, and one of our digital missionaries is ready to pray for you or answer your Bible questions. That's SID7PRAY to +1 949 860 7007 on WhatsApp. Adventist World Radio SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.